Chapter 5 Problems for Amy. Amy closed her eyes, and Mr. Davis hit her hand. "Now stand here at my table," he said. "Don't move."
"I want some money," Amy said one day. "It's important." "Why, Amy?" Meg asked. "Every day, my friends take candy to school. I eat their candy, but I can't buy it for them." "Here's a little money for you," Meg said. "But please don't ask again. We don't have a lot of money, you know."
"Oh, thank you, Meg," Amy said.
In the morning at school, Amy had the candy in her bag. Now every girl wanted to be Amy's friend. Katie Brown said,
"Please come to my party."
Then Jenny Snow said,
"Can I have some candy? I can help you with your schoolwork."
"No, you can't have any candy," Amy said. "Yesterday, you said Amy March is fat."
She walked away. Jenny Snow was angry, and she went to the teacher.
"Mr. Davis," she said, "Amy March has some candy in her school bag."
Mr. Davis was angry, too. He didn't like candy at school.
"Amy March," he said, "come here. Bring me your candy."
Amy walked to Mr. Davis's table at the front of the room. He said,
"Never bring candy to school again. Do you hear me?"
"Yes, Mr. Davis," Amy said.
Then he said,
"Your hand, Miss March."
Amy closed her eyes, and Mr. Davis hit her hand.
"Now stand here at my table," he said. "Don't move."
Amy's face was red, and she was very unhappy. Later, the teacher said,
"You can sit down now, Miss March."
But Amy didn't sit down. She didn't talk to Mr. Davis or the girls. She was angry and unhappy. She went home.
"Amy, what's wrong?" Mrs. March asked. "Why are you home from school early?"
Amy said,
"Mr. Davis hit me because I had candy at school."
Mrs. March was angry now.
"Mr. Davis hit you?" she said. "That's not right. And I'm going to write a letter to the school. You can stay at home. Beth's teacher can teach you, too."
"Good,"
Amy said.
"But Amy," Mrs. March said, "you were bad. Mr. Davis doesn't like candy at school, and you know that."
Amy thought about that. Then she said,
"Yes, I wasn't very good. I wanted to be important, and that was wrong. I'm sorry."
Amy's mother and her sisters looked at her and smiled.